We're going to talk a little bit about the Latin American media as adopters of social media. First of all, let me tell you that this was supposed to be a dual presentation, and I actually developed this presentation along with Oscar Rojas, who's the photographer today. So we prepared this presentation together, but he was also presenting in he presented the PR 2.0 scenario in Mexico. So I'm going to present this one by myself. And so if I pass out or have a heart attack, this guy will take over. All right. So what we did here is I'm going to tell you a little bit what we did with this presentation is we did some research on statistics about social media and internet adoption across the different countries in Latin America. The top four countries in terms of GDP and internet penetration and the economy importance, etc. And then we asked the experts. We have some experts in from Argentina, Colombia, Chile, and Mexico. Talk a little bit about what's going on in their own countries. We reviewed some successful examples across the different countries. And finally, we came with some conclusions. So first of all, we thought, well, what is a social media company? In terms of for the mass media, what should they do? Well, first of all, they should integrate social media tools within the media content and broadcasting. Right, that's like the first step. And the other thing is developing social media strategies and campaigns within blogs, social networks, etc., to create community and generate engagement with readers, viewers, etc. Okay, and please, if you have any questions, just let me know as we go along. So, some examples of what being social means for mass media. Well, first of all, is announcing your social network presence or your Facebook, Twitter account, etc. And this is what most media are starting to do now, letting people know that they are on Twitter, on Facebook. We'll see it a little bit later, but the anchor presenters, the hosts, TV show hosts, do this very frequently in some countries. So they broadcast their social network activity. They organize web forums, debates, polls and trivias. They make blogs where their journalists write about different topics. They allow comments within the blogs or their social networks, etc. They have audio and video galleries, and some of them do user-generated content, so allowing citizens and people to generate their own news, pictures, videos, etc. Some good examples, and this is obviously not in Latin America, but just to understand what being social means. For example, Bravo and VH1 have encouraged stars to tweet during their shows, hoping to build buzz at the key moments during the show. Another example, during NBC's Meet the Press debate in January, viewers were able to see Facebook comments and queries on screen. Another case, this year was the first time that Super Bowl was streamed live. And on a local example, last year, the soccer tournament Copa America, which is huge in Latin America, was broadcast live via YouTube for the first time. And I think this was a breakthrough for media in general in Latin America, because the big monopolies or duopolies or the big media groups have control over what's being broadcast in terms, especially in big soccer tournaments. So YouTube challenged this whole scenario by broadcasting live for free and ad-free also. So I think this was a big breakthrough for, and I think it made big companies wonder what's going on, what's going to happen to our whole commercial strategy, right? A little bit of regional context. In terms of internet penetration, we found that according to the Internet World Stats, Latin America has a bigger penetration for internet compared to the rest of the world. Of course, the whole world is on the the orange bar, but there is this looks nice, but there's still a big gap and a big digital divide across Latin America and within the countries. Of course, there's still a huge opportunity in terms of internet penetration and social media penetration. In terms of how the countries look, and this has a little bit to do with their population, of course, but Argentina, Chile, and Colombia are above the average in terms of internet penetration. And Brazil and Mexico are not doing so well. This is also explained in part by the population, but not necessarily. Brazil has a huge population, and Mexico, well, it has a big population, but not as big as Brazil. But there's still a lot of room to grow there. And by the way, we focused on Argentina, Chile, Colombia, and Mexico. We know that Brazil is huge, of course, but we wanted to focus on the Spanish-speaking countries to have a better point of comparison, between the countries. We do have some numbers about Brazil, but by age group, we found interesting that Latin America has a bigger share with people under the age of 35, so a little over 60% are younger than 35 years old, so there's a big a big part of the population in Latin America using internet who are young ages. And well, as I said, how is the market share or the share for internet usage in Latin America? Well, of course, Brazil has the biggest share with 41%, followed by Mexico with 19, Argentina with 13, Colombia 13 also, Chile with 7, and Peru 4, and the others 3%. Okay. This shows how, talking about social media in particular, how has it been growing since June 2010 to June 2011. We see that we had a little bit, almost 100 million users of social media, and now we have almost 115 million across the region. So it's a steady growth when it comes to social media usage. This is only the split by gender. It's pretty much equal. And by age, we already saw this with a big share with people under 35, according to ComScore. These are the most popular social networks in Latin America, according to ComScore also. Facebook is huge. It didn't used to be that huge in Brazil, but now it's bigger than Orkut. Windows Live, this is... Some some companies don't take Windows Live as a social tool, but Comscore does, and it's a in this case it's the second after Facebook, then Orkut, which comes obviously from the Brazil share, Twitter, and I would say all the rest, right? This Facebook and Twitter are, as you will see, the main social networks. As I said, this year or last year, Facebook surpassed Orkut in Brazil, which is, I bet Orkut people are wondering what their next step is going to be. And as for Twitter, I think this is a quite interesting slide, which shows that within the top 20 countries in terms of Twitter accounts, we have 6 Latin American countries. We have Brazil, number 2, Mexico, number 7, Venezuela, 12, Colombia, 14, Argentina, 15, and Chile, 19. Okay. This is Twitter. And Facebook, this is also quite interesting, I think. According to Comscore, this is the Facebook penetration globally. This is worldwide, right? And this is Latin America. You can see the growth from 2007 to 2011. So now Latin America has 84% of Facebook penetration, which is actually the largest in the world. So there's a big opportunity, and I'm sure big media groups are aware of this, and that's why they're starting to develop more strategies around it. These are the most popular social networks by country. This is Mexico with Facebook, which is huge and has surpassed many other platforms like High Five, which used to be the biggest one. Now it's Facebook, Twitter, a little bit of MySpace, and all the rest. Argentina. Excuse me? That's 12 million. Yeah, 12 million. Okay. Users. So Facebook, Chile, Chile is also Facebook and all the rest. But of course, Twitter has been growing in all countries. Colombia with Facebook and Windows Live. Okay, that's a little of numbers around the region. And now we're going to talk about a little bit about how social media or companies have adopted social media to have presence and engage with their viewers, their audiences. So we have four countries, and we see that, for example, in Argentina, most media have adopted social media, many of them being reactive. They realize that this was a huge trend, so they're starting to catch up and following trends around the world. I think this is also valid for the rest of the countries, but this is by the way, what experts had to say when we interviewed them in the different countries. Most of the media republish content in Argentina with little interactions, but when they do it, when they interact, they do a really good job. In Chile, mostly TV and print press are the ones adopting social media. And even some of them are listening the audience to create better content suited to audiences. I think this is very important. So social media is actually being taken as a base to create new contents and better contents to suit the audiences. In Colombia, the TV networks and some print media radio stations have an increasing presence, especially using Twitter and Facebook. And in Mexico, we see that the big conglomerates, the big media groups, are the ones driving the activity, the efforts, using blogs, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. They even have some special YouTube broadcasts. What are the strategies when it comes to create community and conversations? Well, we found that, for example, in Argentina, they have they create show profiles for their shows. No, they have special accounts and profiles for the TV shows. They do some polling, for example, and seek interactions with our viewers. Celebrities and top shows. We found that this is especially common in Argentina and Mexico. The celebrities and top shows have their own accounts on Twitter, Facebook, and that generates more engagement and presence. As for radio in Argentina, online broadcasts they do online broadcasts with the option to do comments on what they're hearing. But most of them are focused on getting fans and followers, right? So there are some examples of interaction, but most of them are focused on getting more fans. In Chile, there is some interaction with questions, replies, retweets from the different company and mostly company accounts. And Facebook is seen as an important tool for generating traffic. They've seen that Facebook creates more conversations and more interactions than other platforms in Chile, so they put a strong emphasis on Facebook. TV shows are taking Twitter as a content guide. Okay, so we found a show that is actually built, the contents are built around what people tweet. So it's a debate show called Tolerancia Cero. And what they do is, as the show goes on, they follow the different tweets, what people are tweeting, and they adjust the conversations according to this. Other TV shows use social networks to adjust their context according to trolling. So if they see that certain show is, has been criticized and people are trolling about it, they may do some adjustments. With the content, right? Colombia, well, companies are following the global trends, but they have evolved, and some are starting to have more defined strategies. Some promote reader participation for content generation, so they allow people to write on blogs, post their photos, as I said, videos, etc. And in Mexico, most companies use social media to promote contents, but big media groups have started developing engagement strategies. And they also have, they try to have their hosts and lead anchors to have a big presence on Twitter and Facebook, etc., to engage with viewers. And they even have, during sport broadcasts, they'll have Twitter tickers, to let people know what they're thinking about certain game or, soccer game, or so you can see the tweets on screen. Other strategies used around the in different countries. Well, in Argentina, they use blogs and Facebook to interact, and we found that some local media, which aren't part of the big media groups, are very, very engaged with their own community, so they're interested in giving them voice using their platforms to, complain about public services or, outstand different things about what's going on in their communities. And I think this has brought a close link between these certain local companies and their communities. In Chile, as our expert said, there's a widespread use of social across all media, especially TV and online press. They mostly use Facebook and Twitter, used by leading journalists and hosts. And some media even use Radian 6 to monitor what's going on in social media. So they're pretty evolved, I would say, in Chile in terms of realizing the importance of social media for their contents. In Colombia, there's not a big interaction, and the strategies are mostly focused on republishing content. But they do have the option to allow people to generate their own content. In Mexico, well, engagement is mainly focused on Facebook. As I said, talent, anchormen, presenters, actors, they use media to promote their current shows and activities. And there's a radio show, a pretty popular radio show by a college radio station that every morning, this show is in the morning, so what they do is they always announce their hashtag, and this becomes a trending topic every morning in Mexico City. So people hearing the program, they tweet and they use the hashtag, and then the hosts, the radio announcers, they read what people are saying, and so that creates I think a valuable, an interesting conversation there. We have some good examples across the region that we were able to find, and there that our experts talked about. In Argentina, for example, La Nación is a big newspaper, has an online page, and has 48 specialized blogs. Okay, they have blogs about music, you know, data, sports, TV, etc. So you can follow 48 specialized blogs. This same newspaper has 36 official Twitter accounts. I don't know if that's good or not, but it shows that, you know, they're really working on their strategy. They have their main account, La Nación, and then they also have technology, show business, sports, politics, economy, culture. So you can follow 36 Twitter accounts only from this particular newspaper. And they do have I think the main Twitter account has almost 500,000 followers, I think. La Nación also has, on their Facebook page, they use polls, they use conversations, there's a strong engagement. What they do is they post what's going on in the news, and they ask people about their opinions. So what do you think about what this guy said, and, you know, this politician said about what's going on in Buenos Aires? So, and as you see, well, they had over 400 comments. Argentina. Yes. This is all in Argentina. So this is from a point of view of a successful strategy in terms of engaging with viewers. I don't know how much La Nación actually responds to these comments. Probably not very much, but it's generating a lot of you know, good dialogue. They also post videos, photos, etc. This is also interesting. There's an online journal called 140 that I think it's actually owned by. Oh, this is from Perfil.com. It's another newspaper. So they created this platform, this website for people who are not really tweeters. So they don't tweet, but they want to know what's going on on Twitter. So they have their top editors find out what's going on Twitter, and then they post it on this online journal called 140, and they talk about what are the trending topics, right? But you don't have to go to Twitter, you just go to this online journal. This is another example. This is a blog called El 12 blog, which was created by Channel 12 in Córdoba. It's a city in Argentina, which allows people to post their own photos and videos, okay? So this is the example I was talking about when I mentioned that they're very involved with their communities, the local communities, some of the media. Right? Jorge Rial is a very famous journalist with a very high influence on Twitter. So he has this this account, Twitter accounts, with over 1 million followers. So this guy is supposed to be, you know, if the telephone service is not working and this guy tweets about it, it gets fixed. Right? So they don't want to mess with him, I think. And this guy is from a popular TV network in Argentina. This is Chile, okay? Some good examples about Chile. El Mostrador was the first digital newspaper in this country, which was famous for creating presence through Facebook and Twitter, a little similar to what Huffington Post did. So it's only online and has a big presence on social networks. And I think it's interesting to see, you know, how some U.S. cases have replicated in this case, in other countries, like the Huffington Post. Also in Chile, La Tercera newspaper has an online section dedicated to blogs by category. So this is the online page for the newspaper, and you can see blogs for all these topics, you know, politics, health, science, culture, sports, media, marketing, etc., etc. And you can see that, well, they have a lot of bloggers there that also obviously write for the newspaper. El Mercurio is probably the biggest, the most important newspaper in Chile. And they have done also a great job on Twitter. They have, on their own website, they have a page dedicated to all their Twitter accounts. So you can follow their main account, and you can follow accounts by section, by topic. So you can follow sports, politics, national news, world news, etc., etc. And you can follow also the journalists that write for these sections. These are actually lists of made by the people who write on the newspaper. See, so here you can see all the different. This is all Twitter, right? So you can follow accounts by topic here. These are all lists. And these are the lists, the people who write about those topics. So you can follow them too. So everybody in El Mercurio or EMOL is on Twitter. If you are on, if you are part of the El Mercurio team, you are on Twitter and on these lists. This is Colombia. Reporteros 24 is an online paper made for citizens by a TV network. So if you can write your own article or your own post your own picture, and some of them make it, the best ones make it to the actual TV network, right? So they can talk about what somebody posted a picture or a video and show it on TV. Okay. Also in Colombia, well, RCN Network has over half a million likes on its Facebook page. Okay, so they don't interact as much, but it shows that people are interested in knowing what companies are doing on the different social networks. And this is Mexico. Okay, Televisa has done. I was actually pretty surprised on how much big media are doing, in especially in Argentina, Chile, and Mexico. Televisa has an online section dedicated to blogs written by their journalists. So you can find what the different hosts have to say about a certain topic. Okay. Sports are a huge engagement tool in Latin America in terms of in Facebook and Twitter. So Televisa has a Facebook page dedicated to sports with over 600,000 likes. And what they do is they ask people to upload photos, and they do trivias, they're very active on the page, so it has a pretty good engagement, okay, with comments, with likes, with people posting photos, videos, or comments, etc. Okay. They also have pages dedicated to specific shows, you know, the famous telenovelas, soap operas, which I'm sure you guys love. and they have a lot of these. They have a lot of specific show pages with also a pretty good engagement. Well, in this case, it has 16,000 likes. This is a soap opera, but this is just an example. They have a lot of them by show. So as I said, sports and news are the most important topics in a very important engagement tool. The Televisa Deportes Twitter page has 700 over 700,000 followers, and this is the news account, which has almost 400,000 followers. And they also the sports crew have their own accounts. They're sometimes not very strategically synchronized with the official account talks about, but they do generate a lot of interest. And well, this is, by the way, they also have a mobile app, different mobile apps for their content. So they have a video app where you can see contents from Televisa, which have been broadcast. A sports app available for a lot of devices. The news app and different. Well, this is a cooking app and a news app, also minute by minute. So. Excuse me? No, I think they're free. Yeah, because what they want to do is promote the engagement, right? Rather than making money out of the app itself. We interviewed this executive from Azteca, which is the second largest TV network in Mexico. And he talked about what they're doing, what's their strategy, and how they see social media. First of all, they've changed the name of the company from TV Azteca to Azteca because they see themselves not as a TV producer company, but more as a content producer, which also includes social media, social channels. So they changed their name. And then they want to create a virtual cycle of audience loyalty. They want to generate engagement for viewers with the network and other viewers while they consume content on a large screen TV. So talking about this second screen phenomena, right? They want to have people talking about what they're viewing on their second screen. Products such as sports or news that are more suited to this, and people are very willing to discuss and share in this particular topics. So, for example, in soccer, NFL games, or the Oscars, they generate a lot of engagement. So they promote interaction, voting through SMSs. They have special broadcasts using YouTube, such as the red carpet for the Oscars. They try to generate a lot of engagement with young audiences, so they realize what the potential of the young audiences we saw before. And what they do is they're trying to train people within the company in terms of content production, so what they do, what they post, and they're trying to build some guidelines around this to have a more thorough strategy and avoid crisis, right? Bless you. So far, they still don't use social media to make decisions of programming or content, but we believe in the future that will be the case, because they're trying hard to take advantage of all these benefits. And the first challenge for them was, one of them is changing the mindsets within the organization for employees, producers, etc., to adopt a more social mindset and not only focused on TV. And partially that's why they changed their names. And the second challenge is learning to listen. Qualitative metrics must become quantitative and avoid reacting. So they want to start in the future taking more advantage of the metrics and turning that into really decision making tool. To start what? I'm sorry?
There's an opportunity to start mining insights.
Definitely.
In real time, using social media.
Definitely.
Mining.
Right. I think so. I think most of them are starting to realize the importance of those kinds of tools. So, for example, in Chile, they're all already using Radian 6. So there, some of them are more evolved, but I think they're starting to understand the potential and the benefits of metrics and mining. For I think it all depends also on internet penetration. I think that's a very important issue, because even though it's been growing, there's still a big digital gap. You know, so as long as it doesn't. There isn't a really strong penetration. Companies are starting to explore, you know, all these tools, but they see, you know what, TV has 100% penetration and internet only has 40 or 50%. So, but it's definitely a great potential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yes. And I think that their guideline will be where they find the most interaction. So right now, it's been Facebook rather more than Twitter, but this may change. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I don't have the exact numbers for smartphone usage or penetration, but it's. I think most people, most users are still not mobile, even though mobile penetration is high. The smartphone penetration is not, obviously, it's not as high. So, I think there's probably a good share of mobile users, but most of them are probably coming from desktop, which is also a part of the digital gap, right? So we need to increase the penetration. It's expensive. It's expensive, and you need the hardware itself. It's sometimes also expensive, even though companies are trying to obviously do things to increase the penetration. But it's still, I think mobile penetration in Mexico right now is about 80% or 90. I think it's between 80-90%, and it's more or less the same in Latin America. I think Chile also has over 100%. So it's some countries are going slower than others, right? But okay. All right. So this is what Azteca is doing on Facebook. Well, this is their Facebook page. They also promote like voting on certain shows or content. Okay, they have around 400,000 likes. This is interesting. Under, as I mentioned, the sports are huge for social networks. So they use their sports page on Facebook to narrate soccer games, and they even offer advertising. They're using it as a commercial tool. For example, this talks about a tennis shoe, a certain tennis shoe, brand. And they said that Cristiano Ronaldo uses them. It's his secret. So this is interesting. They have 200 likes only on this post. So that's interesting. And 18 comments. So they've realized, the potential for this. And it's funny how you can see the page, and they start saying what's going on in a certain game. So the game between Pumas and America has started, and now this guy scored, and now there's a this guy was there's a penalty, and they narrate, they tell what's going on in the games on their Facebook page. I've never seen that before. This is an experimental thing they're doing, Azteca, with YouTube. They have this lab called Irreverent TV. So what they do is they create new contents, and they generate new contents for TV, but they're not necessarily broadcast on their TV network, but this is some of the things that they're starting to experiment. And Reforma also offers a section. This is a newspaper in Mexico offering a section for sharing the readers' blogs, videos, and photos. So you can post your own blog or somebody else's blog that you like. You can post it here. You can post videos. You can post photos, and they show this on their homepage, okay? So they're trying to obviously generate a lot of engagement here. And well, finally, the conclusions, what we came up with all this information. Well, we see that in general, Latin American media, they do understand the importance of web and social media, and they are responding, or they're starting to respond to the growth and demand within the different countries. So we do think that Latin American media have become social. And many companies are still using social media only to post content and gain followers, but some have developed clear and successful strategies. As I said before, the big media groups are the most active, but there are some good examples of local media doing great things to get closer to their communities. And, well, celebrities and top shows are used as means for gaining more engagement and rating. And finally, as I said, sports are a big magnet for generating followers and interaction. So these are the conclusions and the challenges. Well, one of them is going beyond presence, you know, and content posting and generating more engagement with viewers. Also promoting a new social-oriented mindset within the organization. That includes employees, producers, talent, and also creating clear guidelines and policies for taking a good advantage of these channels. And finally, using social media metrics and feedback to really promote engagement with audiences and improve the contents. So this is it. I don't know if we have some time for, okay, great, for questions. I think we do have some time for questions, so if you guys want to, anything else, I'm happy to answer, yeah.
Than maybe in the U.S. or Europe. So are there any attempts being made by media companies to overcome that as far as online video things like...
To overcome what? Sorry?
Slow bandwidth. So, for example, to post things, videos online that not necessarily via YouTube, but maybe are easier to download and watch.
If I understand correctly, so you said that the bandwidth can be some kind of can inhibit the usage, and yes, definitely. This is another issue of bandwidth. It doesn't behave the same way across the different countries, but and there's. For example, in Mexico, which is where I'm from, there's a lot of legal issues in the telecommunication industry that are they're not letting the whole bandwidth and internet penetration grow. So companies can do a lot to media companies trying to improve their contents and let people. Have post more videos for most more photos, etc. But I think this is limited to certain people who do have the good bandwidth and that have access to these tools. So there's a lot of room to grow there also in terms of increasing bandwidth and letting more people have the opportunity to share and to. Participate in this new tools, definitely. Well, not so much their own television shows, but they are interested in posting their own content. I think the what companies need to do here is, even if they're not producing their own, people aren't producing their own shows, maybe what companies need to do is to guide them in order to, if maybe doing a contest to see what's the best video on certain topic or, guiding them through the process of generating their own content. Maybe people don't even know very well what to do to create their own content. But so maybe that would be an interesting interaction exercise with viewers to to help them create their own, rather than just giving them the tools, helping them create their own contents. Maybe that'll be interesting. Yeah?
What have you seen U.S. companies doing that have a Latin American presence?
U.S. companies that have Latin American presence, you mean media groups or brands?
Media groups or brands. So how are they handling social media in Latin America? Are they launching specialized pages in language for each region?
Yeah, I think, for example, CNN, I think that's a good example. They have their own TV channel in Spanish, and they're starting to do some things, but not as much as they do in the States. Like, for example, you guys have the iReport here, which is big, right? But it's and they do some. I think they're starting to experiment, but they haven't, developed really interactive strategies. They do invite people to follow them on Twitter, on Facebook, and their hosts and etc. But I think they're kind of following the trend. They're not being, they're not ahead of the rest of the media. I don't think, as far as at this moment, at least.
Of networks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, obviously this it's not the thing with professional social tools is they don't generate a lot of interaction. So they have a good penetration. Like LinkedIn has a good is probably the biggest one around across the region. There's also Viadeo, but. Viadeo. It's a French social professional social network that's starting to grow in Latin America. But I don't think media companies are taking this as a lead. They're focusing on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, which are the ones that are generating more traffic and more interaction with viewers.
How do you find the environment in Mexico right now and the security and how that has affected a lot of social interaction and social media of putting information online and sharing of information and location and where you are and who you are?
I think it all depends on where in Mexico you are. There have been cases in northern Mexico, which is where most of the drug trafficking activity happens, they've been very few cases, but the media obviously does a great job in making them huge, of Twitters and bloggers being kidnapped or even killed, by groups. But I don't think it's it has stopped. It has inhibited what people tweet or Facebook in any way. Maybe in those regions, I would say that people are being more cautious, and or maybe journalists that write about these topics, they're more careful in what they say on their. Even on their own accounts. But for the general public, I don't think that there's been a big effect. Maybe people do think about it. What if I post this? What if I tweet this? But I don't know. I think it has... Twitter has become a very successful tool for... denunciar, for people complaining and letting know what's what's going on in with the government, and or complaining about the strategy of the government against you know, drug trafficking and things like that. So yeah, I don't think it has a very big impact. Okay. I think we're out of time, are we? Okay, so thank you very much.